Jordan?
I just thought it was an opportunity, a good opportunity for him to go out there with the ones and put a few drives together. He moved the ball. We'll watch the film and evaluate.
Did the performance of the offensive line give you any pause when it comes to putting Drake in that situation?
Well, like I said, in the second half, I felt like our offensive line, they just weren't blocking the way they did at earlier parts of the game. It definitely was something that I thought of personally, but at the same time, I thought it was too good of an opportunity for him to go out there and get some experience.
Gerard Mayo on Drake May. It's time.
How could you disagree? I know a lot of you disagree, but I need to
Jones,
hear.
What if he gets tackled?
I need to hear how you disagree after
That's
watching
pretty
last
much
night.
It.
He it's, might get hurt.
He could get tackled.
Okay.
He get hurt. Guys get hurt all the time.
I'll be honest, don't care. What'd you think of Drake May when he actually got in the game? What'd you think of the actual performance? He was 4 out of 8, 22 yards, something like that.
Yeah, I think he was trying to make the most of what he has around him because the offensive line is abysmal, right? You can't go too far talking about the offense without circling back to how bad the offensive line is. He also has no playmakers to go to. Neither does Jacoby Brissett. So I thought he tried to do the best he could with it. It was garbage time, but it was also his time. It was the only time we got to see him. And they moved the ball down inside the red zone. Right, he went in there, and it was a 16 play, 46 yards. And then, you know, as a little aside, and I know you could argue it's a loser mentality either way.
Oh, I'm with you on this.
Why not go for it? Why not call a timeout or hustle up to the line and get one last play, throw it in the end zone, see if you can score a touchdown with the kid?
Wouldn't you feel better if it was hurry up than calling timeouts and like really
yeah.
Devin Booker 70-point gaming it at the
but
end?
But it's not even that because you're not going for a record. You're trying to actually just get something to take away from a horrible game. And it's different when, if it was just Jacoby Brissett, you could be like, all right, like just end this. Let everybody get home as quick as you can. Let's forget about the game. But no, this is a different situation. This team very well could turn it over to a rookie quarterback. This is his first drive in
and
the
NFL. He could learn.
But Mayo did this in the preseason too, and where it was like, hey, there's an opportunity to maybe squeeze out another play here in the two-minute drill or end of half, and he just let the clock run out each time. So I know you'd also have people being like, hey, how lame is that that they took a shot at the end zone? I don't know. With the rookie quarterback on his first ever drive in the NFL, give him something. You know, I know you're not trying to prevent the shutout because you already have three on the board, but what if he zipped in a touchdown? You take a little bit of momentum into the next week. Why not?
Oh, and it'd be fever pitch to get him in there next week if he did it.
That's why.
So maybe that is part of why. But I'm with you. I would have done it. I would have preferred they hustled up and like spiked it instead of, you know, we're calling timeouts to really manage it. But I'm with you on that. And I thought May looked pretty good. He almost threw a pick.
Yeah, right.
And that
away.
Was horrendous.
Yeah.
And he
that's
got,
like sort of a welcome to the NFL type of thing where you're like, you're in there. He's probably like heart pounding through his chest. His mind is going a million miles an hour.
But,
and he got away with one.
But he almost threw a pick. He got a Batista body slam to the ground, right? Am I saying that right? You're the wrestling guys.
Yeah, but it was a little bit of like a rock bottom, people were saying. Yeah. Well, because he was like eluding one rusher on the bottom, so he got kind of twisted around.
Yeah.
But that's also, I think all those guys will say, you're not even really playing until you get hit.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, with this offensive line, you're going to get hit all
and
the time.
Then,
but
I'd agree with something Shime said this morning. I heard Shime say this driving in. I think he's right. I think May, after he finally got hit, settled in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So he had 4 of their 11 first downs last night. They only had 11 first downs. He had 4 of them on one drive. Right. And they needed fourth down a couple of times. They were scrambles. They weren't the prettiest. The throw to Pop Douglas was great.
Yep.
But, you know, it was late. The Jets are checked out. Like, I get all those things.
But whatever.
He moved the ball.
Yeah.
You didn't move the ball all night. He moved the ball.
No, they did not.
Drake May was asked about this after the game. He says he's ready to go if his number's called.
Gerard was asked if you guys would make a quarterback change, and he didn't say no. If you were asked to start, do you feel like you would be ready?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's the kind of what I'm doing, you know, week in, week out. I'll be ready to, you know, when my name is called, when my number's called, I'll go out there and try to make some plays. Anytime. I've been preparing like I'm the starter, and at the same time, you know, Kobe, I've been there for Kobe. He battled tonight. I mean, kept on getting up every time, you know, jogging off, encouraging the guys on the sideline. So he made some great throws tonight.
Okay. So he's ready to go. A little compliment to Jacoby Brissett.
Sure. No, I'm sure those guys get along fine, but like he's ready to go. He thinks he's the third pick in the draft. He doesn't want to be sitting around.
No, and he shouldn't. And we agree. Now's the time. I know a lot of you disagree. Some of you want to put him in bubble wrap. Mark Daniels says no chance. Greg Bedard, Thought Police, says don't even think about it.
No.
Thought Police are after you. If it even crosses your mind,
just quit the season then.
Yeah,
like,
please.
Don't play.
Please.
Just don't, we're not here to play then.
So I would go to him. But there's a bigger problem with the Patriots. It was game planning. Defensively, no answers for Aaron Rodgers. Offensively, too much throwing, not enough running. maybe to keep Pop Douglas happy. And Jerod Mayo didn't have him ready to go. It was arguably the least competitive game I've seen in a long, long, long time for the Patriots. So all your thoughts on it here on a Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. Mark's in Medford. Get us started today, Mark.
Hey, Jonesy, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you kind of stole my thunder a little bit. At no point last night was that game competitive. I mean, if you listen closely enough, I think you heard Rob Snyder saying, "Oh no, we suck again." But yeah, I was pissed. I was pissed at Jerod Mayo. It's 24-3. There's 4 minutes left. Your team's pretty much dejected out there, and that's when you put in Drake May. I was like, "You idiot! What are you doing?"
Okay, so he doesn't like putting him in at the end. I like putting him in at the end.
I don't have any problem putting him in at the end, but I think if you're gonna put him in the end, give him a shot in the end zone, right? Like what we're just saying.
Agreed.
So like, it seems like either don't put him in at all, put him in, let him make a play, let him see if he can do anything else, rather than just letting the clock run out.
Did you see this story after the game, Mike Garofalo,
with Aaron Rodgers?
He was waiting for Aaron Rodgers after the game.
Right.
Garofalo said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm waiting for the GOAT."
Yeah, Tom Brady didn't do the game, which is crazy. It wasn't a Fox game.
I'm waiting for the GOAT. And you just kind of seem like you're like a waiting for an autograph or something like that. Like,
yeah.
I'll be honest, if there's anything I hated about Drake May last night, it wasn't the near pick.
See, I don't want
it wasn't
that.
The body slam. It's that. I don't
want
that.
Well, guys, is it because you don't like Aaron Rodgers or just because he's looking? Okay. Because guys used to wait around for Tom Brady all the time. Remember, guys were obsessed with Brady. Guys were always trying to trade jerseys with Brady. Guys would always, they were like,
I would
see him as like a god.
Yeah. And then I would call them losers.
Okay. That's fine. You're consistent.
Yeah.
But Brady also makes more sense to feel that way about. He's got 7 Super Bowls. Like Aaron Rodgers has 1. Aaron Rodgers is really good, but I don't think Drake May wants to tell too many people in New England that he thinks he's the GOAT.
Yeah,
I don't think you really want that going on.
That's not even Mike. I'm not like, "Oh, he thinks Aaron Rodgers is better than Brady."
Nah,
that's not it.
I don't think he should say that.
No, but I think it's
not
probably
here anyway.
Unfortunate word choice, and hopefully he's going to learn from that real fast. But next time you want to go high-five Aaron Rodgers, do it in the tunnel. Like, let's not wait around
in
midfield. Yeah, waiting for an autograph. Like, you know, me at Bryant College waiting for Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah, but seriously,
30 years ago.
But I don't mind it as much as you do because Drake May was, I think, 1 year old when Aaron Rodgers was drafted. Mm-hmm. Like, something insane like that. So his entire football life, he has seen Aaron Rodgers play in the NFL, and now he's playing against him. Like, that is pretty cool.
Keep it to yourself. Jonathan's in Randolph. Go ahead, Jonathan.
So this is why I said last week was a must win. And one thing I want to get out of the way because I'm sure it's coming.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, they got to bring back Scar. Scar will fix all this.
Yeah, no problem. It will happen.
There is no salvaging this offensive line. Like, I mean, genuinely, what can you do? Like you say, like scheme stuff. You can't scheme just being this trash. And whether Drake May plays or not, fine. Yeah, throw him out there. I agree. At least he'll be entertaining. But this offensive line is just so bad that I don't see any way with this coaching staff, especially with AVP, that this can get better.
Okay, they might be going to their 4th left tackle. By the way, you see who was out there at the end of the game?
Oh, it was the guy
Skarnecki.
It was like practice squad guys and guys they claimed. It was like all scrubs.
The left side of their offensive line last night.
Well, so last night, before you get into that, the starting left tackle yesterday was
Caden Wallace.
A right tackle. No, but I'm saying like he was right tackle in college, 3rd-round pick that wasn't ready to play right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Week 3, he's starting at left tackle for probably the first time since high school.
Right.
Maybe even then, I'm not sure.
Because Cheeks Okorafor left the team.
Quit the team.
And Vedarian Lowe, who was terrible last year, no one wanted to see, and now is like considered the savior.
Need that guy.
I heard Curran last night on NBC Sports Boston being like, they didn't have Vedarian Lowe. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
Okay. He's hurt now.
But so Caden Wallace is the third choice. He's not even a left tackle, and he's a rookie. But he was starting over these other guys who are now in the game.
Yep.
So, I'm with anybody that wants to call in and be like, the offensive line's terrible. No matter who the quarterback is, they're in trouble. Agreed.
Right.
Agreed.
Who gives them a better chance?
Drake May does.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with both those things. The offensive line's bad. Yep. Got it.
Sure is.
So now who gives them a better chance?
Right.
Drake May. By the way.
And the offensive line's so bad too. And now it goes back to the thing that people were saying in week one is like, oh my God, you're going to get Drake May killed. Well, Tom Curran already predicted a Jacoby Brissett injury, and keep predicting it because it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to hit on that at some point.
Yeah.
So then you're going to go to Drake May anyway, unless you're, Andrew Callahan who says go to Joe Milton.
Go to Joe Milton.
Okay.
I think
just go all Wildcat with Ramondre.
Breer said go sign a veteran. Breer tweeted this in the 4th quarter last night.
Ooh, who do we got? Who's out there?
Tannehill, somebody like that.
Ryan Tannehill.
That's the answer. here were the offensive linemen last night.
These are the who's who.
These are replacing, by the way, Michael Jordan and Caden Wallace.
Jordan.
Not great.
No.
Caden Wallace had back-to-back holds last night. That was my favorite part of the game. The team had three consecutive holds, and he had two of them.
Well, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
DeMontre Jacobs.
Who?
Would be your left tackle.
Oh, that's who that was. I saw Jacobs. Like, I don't know.
Brandon Jacobs is back as a left tackle.
DeMontre Jacobs.
Okay.
Zach Thomas, future Hall of Famer.
Zach Thomas. Kind of an undersized linebacker, right? Just kind of shorter linebacker. Thick.
They have the wrong Michael Jordan and the wrong Zach Thomas. I just realized that.
Do you think they're both named after those guys? It must be.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
So that could be the starting left side of your offensive line, potentially.
Is Sidney So ever coming back?
Doesn't sound like it. I mean, has he practiced? I don't
remember Cole Strange? First round pick, Cole Strange?
Bring back Scott Nekia. I mean, I'm with our guy Jonathan Randolph on that. He was right. That was kind of a must. That Seattle game
Seattle
was kind of a must
was
win. That was a must win in retrospect.
Well, we've also had many callers say 1-16s on the table, and they ain't wrong.
Yeah, I think I might. Yesterday,
they ain't wrong.
Yesterday I had a 16-1. today I might have
15-2.
Today I might have a 1-16 based on how last night went.
This was rough.
We called it a swing game.
Yeah, it swung all right.